Ashley.
Hi, Rosa.
Hi, I'm Claire.
We are in ninth grade and we attend Holy Child. Today, we will be discussing gender inequality throughout the novel Jane Eyre. Throughout the novel, Mr. Rochester has a great impact on how gender inequality is displayed throughout the story. Jane addresses Mr. Rochester as Sir throughout the book, implying the dominance he has over her. For instance, when Jane says, "I don't think, sir, you have a right to command me, merely because you are older than I, or because you have seen more of the world than I have. Your claim to superiority depends on use you have made of your time and experience." This quote exemplifies Jane speaking up about Mr. Rochester, telling her that he is in control over her, simply because of her gender. Rochester also travels and explores the world. If Jane were to do so, she would be breaking the stereotype of gender in the way of society's routine during her time period.
The next character in the story that has an impact on gender inequality is Helen Burns. Helen was a friend of Jane who attended Lowood School. She was taught very strictly to act as a lady by being submissive to the older men in her life. She was also taught how to stay quiet and be forgiving in her everyday life. She instructs Jane on what she was taught by older men, which were her religious beliefs. For example, when Helen says, "Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you and despitefully use you." Helen portrays how women in her time period were overseen by men.
Other characters that impact the theme of gender in this novel are Mrs. Reed and her son, John Reed. Mrs. Reed was Jane's aunt who raised her at Gateshead, and her son, John Reed, is Jane's older cousin who constantly bullied Jane. An example of John bullying Jane is when he throws a book at her and says, "You have no business to take our books. You are dependent, Mom says. You have no money. Your father left you none. You ought to beg and not live here with gentlemen, children like us, and eat the same meals we do, and wear clothes at our mama's expense. Now, I'll teach you to rummage my bookshelves, for they are mine. All the house belongs to me, or will do in a few years." This quote shows the inequality women had against men and how men could treat women as if they are objects. Mrs. Reed is not the average loving aunt or caretaker you'd meet. She is cruel, selfish, and favors her children over her niece Jane. Without hearing two sides of a conflict between Jane and John that occurred, she automatically believes Jane is at fault for defending herself from John and locks Jane in the Red Room. An example of Mrs. Reed being cruel to Jane is when she says, "You told Mr. Brockerhurst I had a bad character, a deceitful disposition, and I'll let everyone at Lowood know what you are and what you have done. Jane, you don't understand these things. Children must be corrected for their faults." In this quote, Mrs. Reed is verbally attacking Jane and degrading Jane for Jane defending herself from John's bullying.
The last character we will be discussing in this podcast who is impacted by gender inequality is Bertha Mason. Bertha Mason is Rochester's ex-wife who is so insane that Rochester locked her in the attic to feel safe. Rochester went as far as leaving Jamaica where the marriage with him and Bertha took place and keeping their marriage a secret for preserving his relationship with Jane. Though Bertha was insane, Rochester dehumanizes her and treats her like an animal when he says, "I invite you all to come up to the house and visit Miss Poole's patient and my wife. You shall see what sort of being I was cheating into espousing and judge whether or not I had a right to break the compact and seek sympathy with something at least human. This girl knew no more than you. What of the disgusting secret she thought all fair and legal and never dreamt she was going to be entrapped into feigned union with a defraud wench, already bound to a bad, mad, and corrupted partner."
As you all can see, inequality in gender partakes a huge role in Jane Eyre. Rochester, who believed that women were dependent on men, ended up himself being dependent on Jane.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. You know, Miss Jensen has